Don't get too close.
No.
Alright. So again, our procedure will be, we'll get a statement from coach, then we'll hear from our student athletes, and then we'll have them dismissed, and we'll hear from coach. So, Coach Boeheim, your comments.
It's one of the best games I've been involved with in a long time. I think the best game anybody's ever played against us is good to beat us. Made 14 threes, and usually that's enough. But really proud of our players. Every time they came back and went ahead, we had an answer for it. We made something happen. But I give Wisconsin an unbelievable amount of credit. They really. For a little bit there, we had our defense had them going just for a little bit when we made that run. But after that, they were really patient. They made us play defense the whole time. And, Taylor made some really hard threes, really hard threes. I thought, they were long and mostly contested. But offensively, we played very, very well, and we had to play very, very well.
So we'll have questions now for our student athletes. Again, raise your hand and identify yourself and your media affiliation, and then which student athlete you'd like to direct your question to.
Yes, and Cole by SB Nation Boston. Chris, this question is for you. During that stretch in the second half there where they made, I think it was 7 straight threes, how were you able to contain your composure?
Just speak to our principal defenses. Teams are going to make shots. Like Coach said, they were tough. Some of them are real tough shots that, you can't really do much about. But you can't hang your head because there's still a lot of basketball left to play. We had to go down and make plays on the offensive end and then come back down and try to stop them on defense.
This one's for Scoop. Jeff DeVeronica with the Democrat Carlton Rochester. Defensively, in the last possession for them, what were you guys trying to prevent or to do?
Stop him. We wanted to get a stop. We knew there was going to be something with Jordan trying to penetrate or kick out for one of these shooters. I mean, we just pressed up on him. And we know we believe him. We know we've been in that situation before throughout the year. And we knew if they get up a shot, we had to come back and get a rebound because it was going to be a long miss. I think we've done a great job doing it. We believe in our defense. We didn't panic. We stayed with them. We believed in them. We got to stop and win the game.
WAR in Syracuse, and you talked about how you remember 2010, you lost in this round, and what that feeling was like. Did you think about that at all in this game?
No. It's different thing, different games. I know the focus that we had to have. Me and Chris talked about it. That the focus we have to have going into this game. It's hard to be the team who's making 14 threes, but I tell you what, I give my teammates a lot of credit because every time they scored, and we stayed within ourselves. We believed in what we had to do, and we knew they couldn't stop us on offensive end. So we knew if you live by the three, you're going to die by it someday, and today they died by it because we stayed within ourselves, and we made their shots harder.
Len Robbins, New York Post. For both players, on Jordan's last three, Deion, who thinks defense is a second language, jumped him. What did you guys think when you saw him pop out like that?
Let's start with you, Chris.
I was just hoping that he didn't foul, because it's been a lot of times this year where we foul three-point shooters, and I just wanted to play honesty, get a hand up in his face, and make it, the most difficult shot that he's ever taken in his life, and I think he did a great job of doing that.
Scoop?
I think Deion was the best that he played throughout the game, and we needed him right there because I remember last year, Marquette made a shot against us, something like that, to win the game, so I was happy Deion was able to contest the shot. He almost blocked it. He made it tough, so I was happy with the contest.
Any other questions for the student athletes over here on the left?
Steve Nugent, ESPN Radio, Syracuse. Guys, in the second half, when Wisconsin's going through the stretch where it seems every three they put up is just going in, what's going through your mind as they're just burying three after three?
Every time they scored, I think we scored right back. that's what you got to do when the team is scoring on you. You still got to go down and play offense and never get rattled. And I think we've done a great job of getting our set and making shots. And every time we hit a three, they were playing from behind too also. So we knew we had to lead and we had to stay within ourselves and continue to execute. And I think we've done a great job because it's really hard not to. It's hard when it's easy to get rattled in a situation like that. But we had great senior leadership where we all, we stayed within ourselves and we made best as we need to make. Not just me, everybody.
Mike Waters, Syracuse Post Standard. So CJ has been struggling in the last three or four games. Did you have any sense that he had a game like this in him tonight?
Yeah. I'm going to say the coach said it. Coach, we believe that we know what he's capable of doing. And I don't think he really played bad in the other games. He just wasn't there offensively. If CJ was this type of team, we just need players just to be there with effort, and we're going to figure it out, and that's what we've done all year. You know, today he was able to give us some scoring, and when he gives us scoring, we're hard to beat. And he's that extra offensive weapon that you don't have to call a play for, but you look up, you got 15 points. That's something special in a kid like that. So I'm happy he got his powers back, and we can go into the lead eight.
Any other questions, Mr. Nathan?
Mike Muldoon, Lawrence Eagle Tribune. Scoop, can you talk about the resilience you guys had to show tonight and you've had to show all through the season as you battle through some ups and downs?
Yeah, we never had any. We really never had any downs. We've been right there when we started throughout the whole year. And like Coach said, it hasn't been for me, you know, lower. And that's one thing about this team. We don't get too high. We don't get too low. We stay right there, level-headed. And we believe in each other. And when you got a team like that, no matter what, we're capable of winning games, no matter who we're playing against or what the circumstances are on every game. So I don't think we had too many lows. But I'll tell you one thing. We got a tough game, and we won it, and we've been doing it all year.
Last question for the student athletes. Anyone? No? Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks, guys. Okay, we've got questions now for Coach. And again, I'd remind you, can you give us your name and your media affiliation, please? We'll start right here.
Chip Donaldson, Providence Journal. Jim, you've been through so many of these close games over the years. Do they get easier or harder at this level?
They're never easy. They're hard. You know, it's just it's, you know, part of it. You know, we've had some tough games this year. We haven't had a game like this where we played this well. But Wisconsin's a tremendous defensive team. I don't think many teams shoot 50% against them. And we were 14-for-22 in the first half. I knew we were in trouble. At halftime, we were 14-for-22, and we had a six-point lead. We really screwed the end of the first half off unbelievably bad. We fouled a three-point shooter, and we turned it over. You know, that's why sometimes I don't take a timeout in that situation. You should have let them play. We certainly wouldn't have done worse than what we did with that timeout. That's why sometimes it's better to just go ahead and let them play. But we hadn't used the timeout, so I didn't want to just, you know, give it up. I thought we would be able to go out and do something, but you know, we really messed the end of the half. When Taylor shut out, made that two right away from standstill, deep. You know, he's a tremendous player. I knew he was a really good player, but he's even a better player than I thought he was. He made some unbelievable tough shots tonight. But, you know, you get in these games, and it's, this is a great game. This was fun. It was a great game to be a part of it. I thought both teams just played well. When they scored and made those threes, we came down and we scored. You have to keep scoring. When the other team's making threes like that, you have to keep scoring. CJ made the big play when we were three down. He got that rebound and made the three-point play. That was a huge play. I thought, again, Wisconsin played unbelievable. We needed CJ tonight if we hadn't had him tonight. But the last four games he played before he went into the slump, he averaged 15 points a game, four straight games in our league, which is a tough league. So we knew he was perfectly capable of it. And, you know, tonight he was there for us. He was huge. But Bob is tremendous inside, his defense, and a couple plays he made. We all played. They all played good. Everybody played really good. Chris struggled a little bit, but everybody else played great tonight. We needed to.
Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports. Jim, you said earlier, I think this is the best the team's ever played against you and not won. I've never heard a coach describe it like that.
I'm probably wrong, but I'm just off the top.
Do you think any other contenders for that? And
I'm sure there's contenders. I mean, but, you know, 14 threes, I don't think anybody's ever made 14 threes against us. The only game I can think of was when Hill made 10 threes against us at Michigan State in 03 when we beat him at their place by a point. I know he made 10, but I don't think anybody else on the team has made one. But 14 threes, that's a lot of threes to overcome. And they're such a good defense. I was really, just the way we beat the ball, the plays we made, you know, and we ended up, we did Christmas, an easy layup, two layups really, that, you know, we needed to keep that cushion. But other than that, I can't fault much with our offense, really. Our offense, they're a very, very good defensive team, and we really got a lot of good shots against them. But they made some hard shots, that's all I can tell you.
We're here in the ring. Bill Swelling, WAR Sports. And you just touched on vibe. Can you expand on what you got from him in the 28 minutes today, especially on the glass?
Well, he got one rebound out of the traffic when I think we were down, too. We made it, got it out of there and got it back in the basket. And then he made a great catch on that bounce pass from Scoop, which is, that's a 50-50 play. Not that he'll make it, 50-50 he'll catch it. So, and defensively, I thought he was real good. You know, he was active. He and the team did a good job for us. Brandon Trish was spectacular today. I probably need to keep him in there longer, but we have three really good guards, and it's hard sometimes to take one of them out, you know. But he was really good. He was probably the best of the guards when you look at the statue.
Len Robbins, New York Post. Jim, you've been consistent this year about saying that Deion is a great offensive player. What did you think when you saw him step out on Jordan, and does it speak to the moment that an offensive player goes defensive at times?
Well, he's been playing better defense this year, and, you know, I think it was, which game it was, I'm forgetting now, he blocked the shot at the end of the game of three. Was it, I think it was at Connecticut, I think, the one game. And he was leading the country in steals this year at one stage. I think his defense has been good, really, this year. I got mad at him in the first half when Taylor hit that tree. He didn't get over the screen. I was trying to get him out of there, and he made two buckets before I could get him out of there. So.
Over here on the right, Mike Waters, Syracuse, Post Standard. Jim, in the last 7 minutes of that game, after they had been so hot from outside, they didn't make another three. Did you make any change, or did you just make sure your guards were out there deeper?
Well, I think we naturally tried to move out. You know, we left a lot on by inside to make plays in there. But, you know, you got to get them off their spots. And, you know, we didn't do that for a stretch out there. But they have terrific ball movement, and they have five guys that can shoot. You know, when you're playing against a team, there aren't that many teams like that. It reminds me a little bit about Louisville a couple of years ago when they always had four guys out there that can shoot. Their big guys shoot it better than their little guys do. I mean, just one shot tonight. You know, but we saw Wilson, who made, I think, seven threes in a Big Ten tournament, I think it was. So we knew how good a shooter he was coming off the bench. And Brust, you know, was a good shooter. Taylor, obviously. You know, I didn't like the way the game started. Evans had no time on the shot clock, and he threw a three-man against us. So, you know, I mean, it was, they often, when you have four guys on the court that can shoot the ball from prison, really five, really, it's a difficult team to play. It really is. Probably should have played man-to-man.
In the back and the red.
Coach, Adesina Koike, ESPN, the magazine. Can you talk about showing the press in the first half? You only did it once, but you forced Wisconsin to call their second timeout, and you went on that big run, and it seemed like Wisconsin didn't want to call the timeout.
We tried to press a couple more times. We did get that one timeout, but we didn't really get anything else out of it. I was going to press a little bit more. Probably should have a little bit more, but they're pretty smart against it. I wasn't really hopeful that we were going to get a lot out of it, but we did get the timeout and we trapped them and got another timeout, so I thought that was good. You know, when we went on that run, they used two timeouts, so I thought that was, you know, was good. We trapped them pretty good, but we really couldn't turn them over. We got them in a tough situation, so, you know, CJ made the three steals on a rotation play that we used, a defensive trap we used, but I mean, both teams were unbelievable. I think we had six turnovers. They had six. We had five in the first half. We had one in the second half. And I think they had maybe two turnovers in the second half. That's pretty good. Against our zone, not many teams normally turn it over six times. I think teams average 16 or 17 against us this year. But again, they're extremely well coached. They're a very smart team. They really had patience and moved the ball, and they got multiple shooters.
Coach on the left.
I'm still thinking about that, if I can think of another game, but I haven't thought of it yet. I'm sure there's one.
Coach, Doug Tribune, National Public Radio. Scoop talked a lot yesterday and a little bit tonight about how you've kept the team even keel all year. Does it get tougher to do as the spotlight gets more intense as you go round and round? Does your message have to change for them a little bit?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm a coach, and I coach my team, and you coach them the first game just as hard as you do the last game. And the spotlight, that's irrelevant. It really is. You know, I actually like coming to the tournaments better because you do your media thing compressed, and that's it. It's the best. It's really better than the year. You know, it's all compressed, and you do it, and you go on. It's very well run and very well organized, and it's really, for me, easier than the regular season part. And as far as coaching the team, you know, these guys want me to coach them. They don't want me to be concerned that I didn't get there at home or that my kids are driving me crazy, which they do continuously. And those are things that are there every day that just can't factor in what you do. And I think all people in all situations, I got a great life, I got a great job, I got one of the best jobs you can have in the world, and my job is to coach these guys, and I can't think of anything better than that. And I've got to make sure at the end of the, what I tell my players at the end of the game, at the end of the year, if you've done the best job you can do, that's it. You've done great. If they could have made a shot at the end of their game, we lost. I couldn't fault much that happened tonight. We played well. They played well. We made a great stop at the end. They had plenty of time. One of the reasons I like playing zone at the end of the game, it's hard to get fouled. Usually we don't foul. We made a bad foul on one play, but we usually don't foul. We force somebody to make a shot. And, you know, it's hard to get in there in a limited amount of time. There's 35 seconds you can get in there, but with 6, 17, 18, it's more difficult to get in there and make something happen. But, I'm supposed to get these guys ready, and they've had an unbelievable year. These guys have been so consistent. We got caught at Notre Dame when, you know, we got out there and didn't adjust quickly to losing our center. And, you know, the first game of this tournament, I don't think we adjusted very well. But I think we've made that adjustment. And the rest of the year, I mean, this team, our league is difficult. I mean, I don't know where it got all of a sudden that our league isn't difficult. But I know that I think we're 5-1 against teams in the Sweet 16. And three of those games were on the road that we won. So this team has done an awful lot this year. And Wisconsin, to me, I've watched them all year. I've always thought they were pretty good, but I've never seen them play. You know, I didn't know that they could play like this. And they did. They basically played a great game. We went after them, played perfectly the first half there, that stretch we had, and they just came right back at the end of the half and started the second half strong.
Last question for Coach is going to be up front, on the left.
Jim, Pete Bamel from the New York Times. The last time you went this far in the tournament, it was through Albany in 03. You obviously earned the right to be here. It was, I would say, a pretty decisive home court advantage. Maybe you talk a little bit about that. Is it starting to feel a little bit like 03?
Well, I mean, this, you know, the fans were great. And the thing in the NCAA tournament, you know, high seeds, they're always going to get to play somewhere near home. We're 600 miles, probably all 400 miles, whatever. We're not near home. I mean, teams from Carolina and Duke have been playing in North Carolina for 40 years since I've been coaching. 40 years. They've played in North Carolina every year that I've been coaching. So, you know, that's what happens when you're a high seed and you get that advantage. You still have to play. This game, you know, Wisconsin's a good, really good road team. We're a good road team. You know, we've played on the road in this tournament over the years where we haven't had fans, and we've played where we have. And it's always nice to have your fans, but they don't score. Luke County second told me a long time ago, those people ain't scoring any points, and they're not blowing any whistles. So you got to go out and win. And, you know, we went out and won tonight. And usually you're either playing near home or else the fans go for the underdog. It's one of those two things. They get behind somebody. Well, that's the way it is. And we're glad that the fans got behind us today, but we played as well as we can play, and that's why we won the game.
Coach, thank you, and good luck on Saturday.